This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
And with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the lists every week as we repeat the goodness of our programming. You'll find the list at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. The list includes 10 stories and 10 people's names, and Michael Harrison is here right now. Believe it or not, folks, Michael Harrison himself is here to go through the lists which he and his people put together. Can you imagine how fortunate we are to have Michael Harrison in our midst to go through this list? Wow.
You mock me.
What?
I said, you mock me.
No! Never in a hundred.
Am I really that wonderful?
You are.
Oh.
Yes, I've checked with Bernadette, and she tells me that every time I talk to her.
I'm sure you wonderful.
Yes.
All right, number 10, we have sports and Aaron Judge's homers.
You know what's so refreshing about this? I'm not a sports fan, but it's so refreshing to see a sports story on the countdown list. That's just like it's manna from heaven.
Well, this is a major deal. I mean,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
Home run records. I mean, the reason it's on the countdown is because it's being talked about beyond sports talk radio.
Right.
It's being talked about on news talk radio, which is the basis upon which we draw this information. Basically, stations that are like the ones that the folks are listening to right now. And that's the case. So it's an interesting story too, because it involves changing mores and drugs and all kinds of things. It's really a juicy story.
Yep.
At number nine, we have race relations, LGBTQ rights, and abortion. All three strung along together under the banner of civil rights. At number eight, COVID-19 and health concerns. At number seven, immigration, and that's tied with concern over fentanyl importation. And that's tied to immigration.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Coming into Mexico from China.
Good God, these people are just trying to...
It's killing people.
Ruining.
It's one of the leading causes of death among people in their early 20s, late teens. Terrible. At number six, crime and violence. At number five, Hurricane Ian, climate change, and the environment. And as we're talking, Hurricane Ian is still a hurricane. It became a tropical storm when it took a trip across Florida, and then it hit the Atlantic Ocean and heading toward South Carolina and points north. Trump legal issues. That's a whole Encyclopedia Britannica. You could get a degree in law following Trump's legal issues at number four. Yeah. Politics and the forthcoming midterm elections at number three. The economy at number two. And number one this week, the Russia-Ukraine war, tied with a Baltic Sea gas leak, tied with foreign affairs.
We own that property, even though we don't. The thing about the Russian situation, which is one of the amazing stories of modern times, is how the traffic jams, pretty much every major artery leaving the country, is plugged with people who are trying to get out of Russia before they get conscripted. You saw that the border between Finland and Russia was closed because the Russians are like by the hundreds and thousands going into Finland because they don't, you know, for obvious reasons, want to become cannon fodder. It's pretty amazing, actually, to see what's going on with this.
Yeah, and it's hard to understand it because the news is so sketchy.
The news is bad.
It's really hard to know what it's like on the street.
What's the hardest, though, Michael, to understand is how Putin still has power in Russia, how he still is in charge. That's more a reflection not only on the Russians themselves, but on the international community. It's disgraceful. that this is going on.
Well, it's hard to get somebody out of power when
you send a bunch of Delta Force guys over with a bunch of guns and you shoot the guy. That's not difficult to do at all. We've done it. The history of our country is loaded with those sort of incidents where you've had enough or you send the CIA in to bump somebody off. Come on. If they wanted to do it, they would do it. There's something else that is more afoot here. And maybe the cowardly leadership of most countries in the world, maybe that's it. But yeah, if they want to get rid of this guy, he'd be long gone. Long gone. And I think it's hard when you read between the lines to not come up with that conclusion. Don't you think?
I understand what you're saying. I don't know whether or not it's that cut and dried.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly would not advocate that.
What, bumping off Putin?
No, I would never advocate that.
Really?
Certainly not publicly. No, I wouldn't publicly advocate bumping off anybody. I mean, maybe in the case of Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
Something of that nature. But even that takes us into the realm of where the principles of civility and if there's any rules of war left, diplomacy and international relations, that's where they sort of break down. But when those things start breaking down, it opens the door to a kind of chaos that...
they have broken down and there is chaos.
Yeah, there is. But the chaos that we have right now could be considered quite minor compared to the potential of the chaos that could follow. But let's just back up a second without debating whether Putin should be bumped off. You asked a provocative question. How is it that somebody like Putin can remain in power? And what we see, you know, when we hear people talking about we've got to protect our democracy, when you don't have a democracy, when that very precious, fragile thing known as freedom and democracy breaks down, and a junta or a cabal or a mob or a dictator gets control of the basic processes of a country, the media, the military, the businesses, the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to unseat that.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah.
Power on that scale is such a nebulous thing.
Yeah.
You know, if they knocked him off, there's nothing saying that those around him who would take over might not be worse.
Yeah.
So I just approach it with a little bit more of a measured response. But what you're saying is certainly interesting.
On the minds of some.
Well, yeah.
It's interesting because this week the Epoch Times carried a story about the rumor that the leader of China was under house arrest. Whether, I don't even know if, they said it wasn't true, but how do you know what really to believe? The Chinese government said it wasn't true.
Well, I mean, house arrest is something that you and I are under house arrest. We can't leave our houses right now until the show's over. I mean, what is house arrest?
You're getting
here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, and it was very interesting. You said the Epoch Times has run a story about a rumor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The story is that there's a rumor.
Yes.
As opposed to...
Correct.
There's a rumor.
The story. It's like social media. That becomes the headline. Social media stories say...
Yeah.
That's
sources report.
Yeah. Right.
I could
have made that up and get traction.
Yeah.
I don't like the Chinese leader, so I'll make up a story. He's under house
arrest. Well, that's what goes on. We cherry-pick and reaffirm half-baked dumb ideas.
Right. Well, it's not half-baked, nor is it dumb, but it's...
Well, I mean, come on. I seriously doubt he's under house arrest.
Yes.
I just seriously doubt it.
Now that
we've talked about it, there will be people who say, I heard him.
Did you hear that? Hey,
I heard
the
on the
Chinese
radio
leader,
Xi Jinping is under house arrest.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you
what do you want to do now? You want the people list, or do you want to talk
sure,
about your nose or something?
No, my nose is fine, thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Bad earlier this week, but I'm glad you were aware of it, and it's much better now. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 10 on the people list.
Number 10 is Aaron Judge, the aforementioned New York Yankee slugger. I love the word slugger. He's a slugger.
Right.
And then we have a man whose first name I've never known how to pronounce, Hare or Jair. I have connections down in Brazil, and none of them know how to say his name. They just call him Bolsonaro.
Right.
Bolsonaro, pig. in Portuguese. At number eight, Mitch McConnell and Ted Cruz. At number seven, Jerome Powell. I love the race in Pennsylvania. I'm glad I don't live there. John Fetterman versus Dr.
It's sad, though. You know,
Mehmet Oz.
It's very sad. Because Oz has turned out to not be what you thought he was going to be, what you hoped he would be. And Fetterman is not, you know, who am I to say this, but I honestly couldn't vote for the guy because he can't do anything. He's incapacitated. So it begs the question, how is this guy the best choice for senator for the Democratic Party? And it isn't about... It's about reality. He's had a stroke. He can't speak. He can't hear. He can't move. So how would that person be able to perform the duties of a senator, even in the modern progressive world in which we live? It's got to be a question, right?
Mm. Frankly, I'm not that up to date on exactly his health at the moment. I haven't seen him speaking. Is he really that incapacitated?
Yeah. Oz offered to give him some sort of, because he can't hear, and he communicates by writing sometimes, but Oz offered to give him some device that would allow him to hear if they were able to have a debate. But what does that say about the status of... You know, and I'm not trying to sound like I hope I don't sound like a jerk. I just think that it's, how could he serve is the question that I would ask. And I haven't heard a good answer yet from anybody. All right?
I will look into it, and I'll call you later this week and tell you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ron DeSantis is at number five. He's now asking for help from the government for his state.
Right. Yeah.
When he was a congressman, he was against the government helping the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Now he's a governor and he wants help from Biden. Yeah. And number four, Kamala Harris, the greatest vice president we've ever had.
Really?
She's running around the world looking at things through binoculars at the moment.
All right, hold on a second. We have to pause. We'll continue the list in a moment here.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And this portion of the countdown brought to you by O'Reilly. We could sing a chorus of this, Michael, like we do the Gun Hill Road songs that are here. Capture our attention. And this, the O'Reilly jingle does that as well. Your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Do not compromise your visibility with streaks and smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people help you navigate their wide selection. You can find just the right wiper blade there for your car. I'll even install your wiper blades free. See better, drive safer. New wiper blades are at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, Michael, let's sing it together. O'Reilly.
How come you didn't have a real jingle to go with that blurb?
Because James Collins, who's is asleep at the controls in our main studio in Dallas.
That's the actual
untrue, but reason. I will get it next time. I promise.
Okay.
Well, really? I mean, touched upon. Jingles are amazing to me.
They're
the most unnatural thing in the world, and yet they're plausible, and people buy into it, including me.
Yeah. You know. Well, listen, music and a movie or a television show that has music. Can you imagine in the height of a shootout, the gunfight at the OK Corral, there's somebody in an orchestra playing music while they're shooting at each other?
What a great point you're making. And we accept music, we accept the soundtrack as real when we're watching a movie or a TV show.
Yeah.
And the music is a directorial tool to set the scene.
Yeah.
You could tell by the
suspense.
Oh,
fun.
And you know, it's actually plausible. It's so, they call that the suspension of disbelief,
mm-hmm.
that you give yourself over and you believe things that are absolutely implausible, whether it's listening to a radio station jingle, like, where do these people come from? Why are they singing call letters?
Yeah. Why are they singing the theme to the talk radio countdown?
Yeah, who are these people? Where do you keep them? I've never seen them. And who's that guy that goes talking about the topics from coast to coast? Where'd you get that guy?
That's Ben Parker. He does a lot of voiceover work, and you can hear him on lots of commercials and actually following lots of jingles just like that. The talk radio countdown! And then, no, it's time. Yeah, you're right. We got it. Okay, can we get back to the people list? Because we didn't finish it. We were on the lovely and talented Harris. Kamala Harris
is number four. Yeah. And basically,
she's declared that the Koreans are our best friend.
She's somewhere there doing that.
Yes.
And at number three, Donald Trump. At number two, Vladimir Putin. I don't know. Donald Trump has an interesting way of getting through.
Oh, yes.
He's a character, man. Pretty amazing.
It is.
Number one is Joe Biden.
All right. So with Trump, number three on the list, and you know he's number four on the story list, number three on the people list. So he requested that a judge appoint a special master in the probe into his hoarding of government documents. And apparently, although it looked like he won that battle for a while, apparently that's short-lived because now there's another judge who says something else. This is a stalling tactic, and he's very good at that. I mean, this guy, you got to hear this guy talk about Teflon. Woo! Wow.
Huh? It's amazing.
It really is. Anyway, it looks like it's going to be a big backfire, but, you know, he'll come out with, it'll be, there's something else that he'll come up with. It's like he must lay awake at night coming up with these things, and they seem to work, at least for a while. More coming up, as you know, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitran organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitran. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Senate approved legislation to keep the federal government operating until mid-December, as well as shelling out more money for Ukraine. The legislation, which passed 72-25, will prevent a partial government shutdown at midnight. After leaving a path of destruction across Florida, Ian strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane around 5 p.m. Thursday on its way towards Georgia and the Carolinas. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, the storm was about 185 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
You had Coast Guard assets. You had urban search and rescue teams. We've had the National Guard out assisting people. There have been more than 700 confirmed rescues, and there's likely many more than that that will be confirmed as more data comes in.
Thursday night football last night, Cincinnati defeated Miami 27-15. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the charts for the week of September 26th to 30th. Michael is also, for those of you who are thinking, well, I've heard him before somewhere else. What's he doing? He has a very popular song called Idiots. Mm-hmm. And it's being played on lots of radio stations around the country because it has a home in the hearts and minds of most of us.
It's a tribute to the dumbing down of America.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing? Unbelievable. Yep.
Idiocy is on the rise.
It really is. And it's laughable, but yet it isn't laughable.
Right.
You know, the cause of many of the demise of great civilizations comes from lack of education. You'll be happy to know that in part this program is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Michael has a small business. I do. Progressive Insurance keeps your policy within reach. Easy to use mobile apps. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com or just at Progressive.com. Good to know. That sort of thing. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the list, I wanted to spend some more time on number three, Michael, if we could. We went through the people list, right? Did we finish that? Yeah, we did finish that. Hmm. Okay, I want to make sure I haven't left anything, no stone unturned. The parent company of Facebook has announced it's removed two covert operations stemming from China and Russia that are focused on U.S. domestic politics and the midterm elections. Can you imagine what have we created with the Chinese? The fake Chinese accounts that are meddling in our midterm election. We have all kinds of things going on that are just bad for our country that originated with the Chinese, and we blame them. But do we really blame? Should we be blaming them? Should we be involved in blame at all? Do we fix the problem? Is greed the problem? Is human nature the problem? But, you know, if there's a problem with the Chinese and all of the things that we are dealing with now, that we've kind of turned everything over to them in terms of manufacturing, it's really, I ask myself, because I was criticized by someone when I used the term greed, Michael, a few weeks ago. I was talking to the audience of whatever program I was doing at the time.
What language was this one in?
This was in English, thanks very much. Yeah. So anyway, the idea of greed and what motivated our companies to go to China in the first place. They made it, the Chinese government made it easy for us to go and have things made there. And we were happy to do it because we could make more money, bring more to the bottom line, because that's what the job is of CEOs of companies. They're supposed to bring profits to the stockholders, right? So how could that be wrong?
Right.
And yet, look at it, what we have. Right? I mean, look at it. Look at the Facebook thing. By the way, did you see that Zuckerberg has fallen to have half of the wealth? The Forbes list this week shows him losing half of his wealth since last year.
I think we should put together one of those charity things for him.
Right. GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. I could think of the words.
Yeah, right. It's only worth $80 billion now or some other foolish thing. All right, so anyway, but the Chinese thing, do I overstate or do you think this, you know, other talk?
Well, I find it very interesting how all of a sudden now with the Russia-Ukraine war, our problem with China is no longer as big a deal
as our problem
with Russia. So a lot of it depends on what you focus on and what you want to worry about. The China problem is a problem that we share with China.
Mm-hmm.
Both the U.S. and China are so dependent on each other
for
both of their economies that there's a partnership in this frenemyship.
What a great word. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't make the word up, frenemy, but it's applicable to this. And you know, it requires honesty. I mean, many, many Americans are supporting China because they feel that that support results in them being supported.
Mm-hmm.
They get products that they think are cheaper. Their companies are making more money, that they're invested in the stock market. It's complicated.
Yeah, it is.
China is not an enemy where we hereby declare we own that land. Mm-hmm. You know, or
Russians.
The Russians are sort of like a 20th century throwback. Even though they are very dangerous in the cybersphere, just talked about, the Chinese are like 22nd century warfare. It's like, okay. The difference between Russia and China is profound. And the world is far more, it's more dangerous than we realize, but it's dangerous for reasons that the average person, including yours truly, don't fully understand.
Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us do, and that's part of the problem. We're not doing a good job of educating youngsters in school as to international relations. The school systems in this country has just fallen flat, and we still keep paying, throw more money at it, because that fixes everything, and it doesn't fix anything. Frankly, it doesn't fix anything, as we can easily see by the results of throwing more money at the educational system, and the youngsters are doing worse on their tests. And that's not a blanket statement. A lot of youngsters are doing well because they're motivated. But the problem with education, as it is maybe with life, is motivation. We take the motivation out of life by making it easy for you to do nothing and make a living and survive.
Well, that's part of it is how we raise our children.
Yeah.
But it's interesting in terms of students. Some of the best students in America are from China.
Yeah. Right. You know, watch the... if you watch... We were kidding about Jeopardy! But if you look, what there's a college, I think, version of Jeopardy! In the there isn't one American name on the dais. It's always a Chinese kid, an Indian kid, and somebody from Brazil. That's it, you know.
Well, do you think maybe that's because the people that book Jeopardy! Are trying to be politically correct, or that
possible?
Those kids are smarter than.
I think in part it's a little of both, maybe. Mm. Might be a little bit of both.
You always have to wonder what the motivation is for the things that appear to be symbolic of reality.
Yeah, that's very true. You're such an astute observer. That's good.
Well, that's my job.
Important. All right, exactly. Yeah. It's important.
I mean, other than that, I'm boring and dumb.
I don't think either of those two things is true, but we'll take that into consideration.
I don't take myself too seriously. I appreciate your nice comments, but the fact of the matter is, you know... I'm very lucky to have the career that I do, and believe me, there are many people that...
Aren't we all, when you think about it? Think about it. Yeah, what do we do for a living? We're creating nothing out of thin air. You can't see what we do, you can hear it, but you can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't touch it. It's just noise. Right?
No, I'm not going to say that. I will entertain. I will be the backboard upon which you can throw that pickleball.
Okay.
I am not going to necessarily agree with it, but I see it as a valid idea.
It is.
Yeah. But I mean, I there is such a thing called intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Words have meaning.
Yes.
There is worth to this type of creativity. It's just that if you're doing something, whether you're a farmer or you're a broadcaster, if you're doing something that you enjoy or that you feel has a purpose and people rely on...
It's life worth living. It does.
Then it's different than punching a card, working for the man, and living your life in terms of looking forward to the weekend.
Yep. Ah, what an awful way to live. Okay, number two this week, the economy. The Senate voting to try to figure out how to fund the government yet again. How many times have we talked about this over the last 20, 25 years? There's not been a budget for decades. And they keep kicking the can down the road, which shows you how completely inept these people are. Yes? Is that the discussion?
Or inept the voters are that put them in power, the media is that doesn't hold their feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or inept we all are in thinking that it really matters. How do we have good times and bad times within times that have the same problems in terms of the dollar and the future of the economy?
Yep.
How is it that we get deeper and deeper into trillions and trillions of dollars worth of debt that ultimately will destroy us in some hypothetical fashion, and yet we have, oh, this is a great year, oh, that was a bad year, right. Oh, this is a great 3 months. How do you put those two together in your puny little human brain?
Yep, hard to do, isn't it? Yeah. Rand Paul, some people say he's the savior of this. Joe Manchin, he's the savior. Chuck Schumer, he's the savior. Who in the world knows who the savior is? Bernie Sanders was happy this week. He said that the vote was a victory for the survival of the planet.
The planet's going to survive. What we have to be concerned about is the human race.
Yes.
Is a mistake. We have to save the Earth. No. We have to save humans. The Earth will do very well with us or without us.
Billions, hundreds of billions of years, and it's still cooking away. It's doing a fine job. Okay. All right, in a moment we talk about what Michael is doing with the asset he has in the MH interview series. Let me help you understand what it will take to keep you safe, sound, secure, and healthy. And it's pretty simple. All you have to do is go to the website, toploss.com, and follow the bouncing ball of info about Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula that specializes in helping you keep the weight off once you lose it. There are all kinds of daily deals that you can find as well, ways for you promotionally to get a hold of Calitrin, use it, help yourself, help your family, help your friends. You can do all kinds of things, crash diets, operations, that sort of thing. Then you got to keep it off. Keep the weight off. Calitrin is a proven way to do that. No side effects. So go to toploss.com, the website, as I say. Use the discount code Doug. Get free shipping and also whatever their deal is, 90 days free at the moment. Check it out. Lose the weight. Be safe at toploss.com.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Okay. Good job, Michael. All right, let's get to the interview with Glenn Beck this week at MHInterview.com. What did he tell you didn't know?
He told me things that he thinks that I didn't know he thought. I don't know if he told me anything I don't know, but, it was very interesting. It's a great conversation. Beck is a very
interesting
guy.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get him in a situation where he's the guest and not the host, you can get the best out of him. And,
I can't control him. He can't control the situation, so.
Well, he's a showman.
Yeah.
But, he answered all my questions very honestly and directly, and, we talk about politics. We talk about the media. We talk about journalism. We talk about a thing that he wrote a book about called The Great Reset, which is an ominous partnership between businesses and governments and could lead to global fascism and all that stuff. And
he's a conspiratorialist.
To a certain degree.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being
a very interesting guy, no matter what.
But, all investigative journalism is based on conspiracy theory. It's the abuse of it that people like Alex Jones have given it a bad name.
MHInterview.com is where you find Michael's interviews. Check them out. It's 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on your side, at your service, if you will.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon.
RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Chucker, I've told you the story of visiting the palace of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad, and as you drive into the palace, there is a Flintstone village that was built by Saddam because his grandchildren loved the Flintstones. did I tell you that story before?
No, but I mean, I'm assuming off the top of my head, some good comes from bad, I guess, huh?
Yeah, in this circumstance. All right, yeah. So what are we doing with the Flintstones?
The Flintstones cartoon premiered this day in TV history, September 30th, 1960. I used to watch the syndicated repeats before I went to school. Every morning when I was a little kid, probably first grade or second grade, I watched the Flintstones. I think it aired on WPIX Channel 11 at like 7 o'clock in the morning. And then that was followed by Magilla Gorilla.
Oh, my God, yes.
I remember that very vividly. And then I'd be off to school.
Yeah,
but I love the Flintstones.
Gorilla.
And it borrowed heavily, obviously, from the Honeymooners in concept. But if you like cartoons with at least somewhat involving stories, the Flintstones was actually really good. It was very well done.
Very nicely done. All right, so we have a weekend upon us. Do we have new movies to consider to see this weekend?
There's a horror movie called Smile that's being released. Paramount Pictures is releasing this film. Now, what they did is they were going to stream it, and then they said, hey, let's test screen it. They test screened it, got a really good reaction, so they're going to put it in theaters. And I'll tell you a funny story. I think I told you this off the air. Last week, I'm watching the Met game. I'm a Met fan. I'm watching the Met game in Oakland. They're playing the Oakland A's, and there's this woman who is sitting behind the dugout, and she's smiling weirdly. And I'll keep looking at her with my friend. I go, look at this lady. This is crazy. But I didn't realize that was a paid performer.
For the movie.
Smiling in front of the camera behind home plate, promoting the movie. And it's really actually a really good way to get buzz especially for a horror film. I think it's worked, and it is tracking at a $20+ million opening weekend, which is really good for that type of film.
Amazing. All right, the next Planet of the Apes. This will be something that will be in your wheelhouse. The cast has been unveiled.
It's called Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It will take place years later following the rebooted trilogy. An actress named Freya Ailin, who's co-stars with Henry Cavill in the streaming show The Witcher, has been signed on to star. I'm not very familiar with her work. Having said that, I love the original five Planet of the Apes films. This is the first four. I think they're iconic, thought-provoking, groundbreaking science fiction, especially the original film with Charlton Heston. I like the reboots a lot, but if you're going to do this, I just think it's time. Why don't you just remake the original, get a really good actor and a good director? I think that's really the story.
So who would you put, if you were the director, who would you put as the star?
Well, years ago, when Tim Burton rebooted Planet of the Apes before this other reboot, Mark Wahlberg was the star, and he was completely miscast, and Tim Burton was the wrong director. Back then, which was about almost 20 years ago, I would have cast George Clooney in the Heston role of Taylor.
Really?
And I would have loved to see James Cameron, who did Titanic and Aliens and Terminator, as the director. That would have been a great movie. They just miscast in Burton, who I like a lot, was just the wrong director for that material. But the last three Planet of the Apes movies were actually really good. I liked Rise a lot with James Franco. The other two technically were brilliant, and they were good. But I'd like to see a remake of the original film.
All right.
One other thing I want to point out. I just read Bruce Willis, or the people who handle him, has sold the rights to his digital twin, meaning they could take a digital print of his face, superimpose it on another actor's body, and then make movies.
Wow.
I find that bizarre, no?
How much are they paying for it?
I don't know, but I don't like that story.
Wow.
I just find it...
Well, that's the way...
weird.
It's well, but there's a lot of talk about holograms and recreating John Wayne.
They could make a John Wayne movie. They can do it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like radio. There are people who are getting voice prints of people like me to recreate me, or others who are doing this for a living.
One you, so why would you take the one you and recreate you?
Yeah, what kind of chaos does that create? Right? Think about it for a minute. That's me. The artificial intelligence get a little ahead of ourselves, I think, with that. All right, Chuck, I look forward to checking out box office totals after the weekend. 59 past the hour now on the Good Day program.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.